USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A lawyer for many of the victims of convicted sex offender and financier Jeffrey Epstein says Epstein's suicide means he took the easy way out.
We wanted Jeffrey Epstein to face justice. We wanted that day when he would be held accountable. My clients felt that that's when the healing could truly begin, and now they've been deprived of that.
That's attorney Lisa Bloom speaking after Epstein was found dead in his New York City prison cell earlier Saturday morning. President Trump saying the U.S. will reciprocate after several nations, including Germany, Japan, and Canada, issued travel warnings following a series of deadly mass shootings in the U.S. The president saying under his leadership, the U.S. is, quote, a very reciprocal nation, and it will do to others what they've done to us. And this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
What's seen as a key endorsement in the state of Iowa has been received by 2020 Democratic hopeful and California Senator Kamala Harris, as former Senator Bob Dvorsky and his wife Sue Dvorsky, who served as the Iowa Democratic Party chairwoman, have officially announced their support for Harris. According to Hill, the couple has a significant influence over voters in a key area of Democratic voters in that state. Yesterday, while campaigning there, Harris said President Trump is campaigning backwards when he says make America great again.
Back to what? Back before the Civil Rights Act? Back before the Fair Housing Act? Back before Roe v. Wade? Because we're not going back.
Bayer is reportedly willing to pay as much as $8 billion to settle over 18,000 lawsuits alleging its Roundup herbicide causes cancer. There's a report talks are ongoing between the German drug and chemical maker and lawyers for plaintiffs, and they could take months to complete. And this is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A U.S. service member who is advising Iraqi forces is dead, according to a Pentagon statement. It says the soldier died during a mission against ISIS in northern Iraq. U.S. forces were accompanying and advising Iraqi forces during that operation, and the military is now waiting to release the soldier's name until the family has been notified. Norwegian officials are crediting a 75-year-old man with possibly averting a mass shooting at a mosque on Saturday. A Norwegian man in his 20s shot through the mosque's locked glass door to try to gain access, but as he tried to enter, the older man overpowered him, putting him in a chokehold and then sitting on top of him until police arrived. Officers did find a body of a young woman in the suspect's home, claiming it was one of his relatives. Only one person ended up suffering minor injuries, though, at the mosque attack. And a former NFL cornerback is preparing for a hearing on Tuesday after admitting that he broke into his ex-girlfriend's apartment late last year and tried to kill her in front of her children. Lawyers representing Brandon Browner, who played for the Seattle Seahawks and New England Patriots, want a judge to allow their client to vacate the no-contest plea that he entered last December. He'd been charged with similar crimes before. If you have some time on this weekend to discover our online presence, go ahead. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.